Phone Boy Speaks, episode 644, iOS keyboard privacy.
One of the features that iOS 8 enabled for iPhones is the ability to use third-party keyboards, which made a lot of people very happy. Although, once they saw the warning when they turned it on, they widely regarded that feature as a bad move to turn on, and so they promptly turned it off. And in some cases, they went back to the Apple standard one. And so, when I read it, I found that scary as well. And I said, okay, so I read through it, and there's even some verbiage on the Apple site about it, and says, look, these keyboard, third-party keyboards have to be able to, if they for certain features to work, they have to be able to see, not just the key you're pressing, but, keys that you may have typed recently, right? And depending on the service, right, they may send that data off to a third-party server, right? I mean, because of it does some intelligence in the cloud or whatever. And, they warn you, by the way, that, anything that you type on your keyboard could potentially be going to them, and that can include all kinds of private information you didn't think was going there. And, in fact, that's actually one reason Apple says on things that we know are password forms, we're not going to let you use a third-party keyboard, because we think that's, we think that's too dangerous, right? And so, Apple, I think, is right on in that case to not do that. But, I read through a few, and you have to read through the privacy policies of these things. And I read through the one for Text Expander. I actually bought a copy of Text Expander because I like the idea of it being, of having the ability to type something very short and have it expand to something very long in a number of contexts. Now, the problem I have with Text Expander's keyboard is that it's not nearly as good as Apple's keyboard. I seem to have more issues typing with the Text Expander keyboard, but I read its privacy policy, and it said, okay, in order to, when you turn it on, of course, you get, the allow full access. That's what it actually is. You can restrict keyboards so that they don't have full access. And full access, I guess, means you can read you can read the keyboard buffer or whatever. And that's where the danger happens. But what Text Expander says is, okay, we need the ability to read the keyboard buffer to be able in what was recently typed in order to be able to expand text snippets. We're not taking the data and sending it anywhere. This functionality does not require or need network access, and nor do we want it. And so, but that's just a requirement that Apple's put in. So, and if you look at this in the larger context of Apple, if you read Apple's privacy policy thing that they've put out in their site, this is, giving you the user at least awareness of what could potentially happen. So Apple's warning is really a worst case scenario for a third party keyboard. And so if you're willing to take that risk and you trust the party, then fine, use the third party keyboard. And some are definitely better than others at this. And it wouldn't surprise me if at some point in the near future that we see some sort of malicious software get into the App Store and use a third party keyboard and potentially, log all the keystrokes. So it's possible that could happen. And so, yes, changing that allow full access really does, I'm glad it's off by default, because it makes people aware of what could potentially happen. Although, now it'd be nice if instead of that warning message, right, that you'd get something that was more specific to the thing, because I'm thinking, why would Text Expander, when I read it first, I'm like, why would Text Expander want to send stuff to the cloud? I don't even, they don't even have any of that stuff. So I, of course, that meant I read the privacy policy. So that might scare off people from trying third-party keyboards, because most people might look at that and go, no, I don't really want my keystrokes going everywhere. So that has some people understandably concerned, and you should be, right? I mean, because logging keystrokes, I mean, it is something that people do when they're, when people are like hacking employees or something. One of the things that they will install on their computer is a keylogger, and you can get all kinds of interesting stuff from a keylogger. So that's why Apple warns you very heavily about it. And so, I'm not saying you should or shouldn't use third-party keyboards. It's a choice you have to make. But as far as what risks you're willing to take now, and I know Smile Software has been around for a long time, I feel pretty comfortable with their product. So even if the keyboard needs improving, which I'll have to say to them, the functionality of Text Expander is fine, and I know it's all locally based. And so I'm an InfoSec tech douchebag, so I could actually like just watch the traffic from my phone and see if anything goes to the internet while I'm typing. I mean, I could do that, but I might if I suspect something's happening. But that is that's not something most people will do. And Smile might be okay. There might be some other apps that are okay as well. But you have to make that choice yourself. You have to be an Apple. There's a fine line between privacy being secure and making things usable. I know Apple's trying to walk a very fine line, and they're taking a strong stance on privacy, which as a consumer I appreciate, although not everybody else will care. That's a whole other thing. But anyway, this is something to be aware of as you're starting to explore third-party keyboards on iOS. That message may not be as scary as it sounds. You just have to do some research and read the privacy policy. And as I say, Smile Software directly addressed it in their FAQ or their privacy policy. It said specifically for the keyboard, here's why we need it, and we're not going to use it for we're not transmitting the information. So good on Smile for being very clear about why they need it, and I feel comfortable giving them quote unquote full access to my to my keyboard strokes or whatever, because I know they're not going to use it, and that's a good thing. But I think it'll be a little confusing for users as they see these error messages.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.